Thank you, Wolf.
Thank you, Wolf. It is no secret that a dangerous, scary, and infectious disease has been dominating the news cycle of late. And it's here to chat with us now. President Trump, thank you so much for taking the time. Sir, you originally called the coronavirus a Democratic hoax. Now that it has become a major health crisis around the world, do you regret that response?
That's just a continuation of the hoax, whether it's the impeachment hoax or the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax. This is what I'm talking about. Certainly not referring to this. How could anybody refer to this? This is very serious stuff. And that's the hoax. That's what I'm talking about.
But, sir,
the state of this bug is blurry. Everyone's hypertense. Anxious, afraid, unsettled, and upset.
I want to thank Mike Pence and everybody for the job they're doing. We have a great team.
You tell us not to worry. Passing the ball to Pence? Politicizing a global pandemic threat.
There's no reason to panic. You will probably, you'll be fine.
In other words, while you're worrying more for your own re-election bid, a person could develop COVID. You can say it's a con, but the stock market's still on its way to hell. You can call it a hoax, but it's hard to make jokes when there's no Purell. While your goal is deflection from this new infection that you can't spell, a person could develop a cold.
At President Trump's direction, this is an all-hands-on-deck effort.
A parasite such as this one latches on to its host. Typically getting thrown under the bus.
This morning we talked a great deal about additional medical supplies.
Acting like a physician, hoping to hold its post while osculating the gluteus maximus.
From the moment that this country learned of the spread of the coronavirus, President Donald Trump took decisive action.
In other words, just from kissing Trump's ass by indulging his ego trips, a person can develop chapped lips.
We're all in this together.
He can pray every day till the gay goes away. Hey, it's worth a shot. He can climate deny till the oceans are dry and the earth gets hot. But if praying that deadly diseases don't spread is the best he's got, some persons could develop a cold. Let's see. It says here, of spreading coronavirus, currently risk is low. Oh, turn off the lights and hide, though, just in case. That doesn't sound terribly comforting. Lock yourself in your bathroom. Scrub till your tendons show. But don't touch your hands, the faucet, the soap, or your face. In other words, from too much information and not enough testing kits, a person can develop the shits. You can spray all the hand sanitizer wherever the virus lurks, but good luck finding any on Amazon or Bath and Body Works. If the experts assembled to save you are led by a bunch of jerks, a person can develop a cold.
Fast-moving developments in the coronavirus outbreak.
And furthermore, just from Googling symptoms until you've become obsessed, I have that, a person can get very depressed. So you calm yourself down while surrounded by all your home remedies. And you click on your favorite Real Housewives to put you up on Monday. Then they blow up your phone with alerts every time they hear someone sneeze. Girl, a person can develop a tick. Ow, a crick. Oh, or make himself sick. From the wiping, overhyping, and a POTUS who acts like a prick. From a lack of intelligent leadership and a headline that's getting real old.
Pandemic.
A person can develop a bad cold.
You'll be fine.
Girl, get tested.
So it's about 12:05 at the town clock, March 18th, 2020, and it looks like the few number of people that were there originally, like three or four around the two pavilions, which are providing a large space at the town clock for serving food with a kind of a yellow tape that do not cross area, trash bag for disposal, a lot of yellow milk crate-ish looking things inside the enclosure, which is presumably where food is being stored and then distributed. Now, however, the number of people has grown from where it was, a small number. It's now, I'd say, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 folks there of setting up. Keith McHenry said he will be here soon. Phil Posner is waving at me from a distance on his Bagels and Bikes program, which he's been running around circulating even at the ripe old age of 80 or something. Gutful geezer that he is. Guttish geezer. Anyway, gutsy geezer. Thank you. I'm nervous about getting close to anybody, closer than when people are 3 feet away. I'm finding myself anxious, which is peculiar. And probably paranoidal or unduly apprehensive. And we've used up all the coffee in the Huff stash, so there's no coffee here, just folks gathering and chatting. And this was a kind of a substitute for the regular Wednesday Huff meeting. Wednesday the 18th was the day Huff normally meets at the Sub Rosa. There was some concern about whether the Sub Rosa would be able to open up. Of course, there's a countywide and citywide shutdown of restaurants except for takeout. And you're not even supposed to eat nearby, which I don't know how homeless people can deal with this, of course. And they aren't. People have been continuing to eat fairly nearby the Food Not Bombs meal, although some people just take it away, as depending on their circumstances. And all this food serving is happening at the town clock, has been going on since Sunday, 24 hours a day, across the street from the ongoing tent encampment next to the post office, the side of the post office, along the very wide sidewalk, which, as I said before, apparently now there's a plan. And not just to fence it off, which was mentioned, as you'll hear in some of the interviews coming up. It was also now, the next day we learned, and you'll hear that too, as you've already heard, that it's going to be declared a public nuisance and everyone will be forced to move. But there are, of course, no really safe sheltering places that are being offered by the city, although they now claim they are putting up hand-washing stations and porta-potties. And I guess this is certainly something we have been demanding, those of us at Huff, Food Not Bombs, Union of the Homeless, and other advocates groups, as well as just anybody with any common sense in the city. But apparently that hasn't, up to now, included the mayor, the city manager, the city council, and the high officials in the county either. So, but now we'll see if exactly what kind of facilities they are. They're saying they're set up. Let's see if they're actually there. And I'm assuming that Cummings is not lying to me in the letter that I read to you. So we'll see what happens. Looks like the average age is probably over 40, at least, maybe over 50. There's no really young people here under 30. I'd say maybe one or two. Squad cars are passing back and forth along the main drag. How you doing, old man? But up to now, there hasn't been no physical police interference, except now, of course, the threat of the interference is coming down heavily tomorrow, the 20th, on Friday. And at this point, I'm hailed by Phil Posner, who's, as I said, distributing bagels and, bagels and cream cheese, I think, on his bike, calling in his bike bagels on the bike.
Hey, I'm staying away from you old coots. How's it going?
We heard from the mayor today.
Oh, really? What did you hear him say?
The same. He did at least respond.
You were about to say bullshit, weren't you?
He said we're working on it.
Oh, they're working on it. They really have a hard time moving those porta potties from one block to another.
from storage out into use, or maybe demanding the motels open up vacant rooms by paying for them.
Why did you cancel the meeting today?
Well, we moved it to here. I mean, I've got an agenda with me.
But then you sent out a notice saying meeting canceled.
Right, and I said, instead it's join us at the town clock.
Oh.
I mean, the idea is that Keith wants to do a meeting at Safeway at 5 for essentially, I suspect it's for a takeover of the motels, demand that the motels just open up rooms. Since the city isn't doing it, people have to walk down there and say, hey, you got vacant rooms, we got to use them. Now, this was my speculation based upon sort of vague conversations and the fact the obvious pressing need, a place for people to go. But in fact, nothing of that kind actually happened, for better or for worse. And here's a little more of the conversation. So that's what I suspect is coming up, but I don't know. And that's not for sure, and I think it sounds like a completely peaceful, maybe it'll be put as a request.
Sir, for, want a bagel or you got one? Okay.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Do you need any water? Here, I'll throw it to you. Sorry. Supposed to keep 6 feet.
I suck at catching. Thank you.
So how are people, how many people have you served today, Phil?
Well, we got about a dozen bagels left. Do you have any bagels? Anyway, we probably served. We probably served 50 people.
And how are people generally responding? Are they?
Well, they hate it. They say, we don't want your fucking bagels. We don't eat Jewish food.